This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهدي ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحابته ومن تبعه إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فقال الله تعالى في القرآن الحكيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون ولا تكونوا كالذين نسوا الله فأنساهم أنفسهم أولئك هم الفاسقون. Praise be to Allah. We praise Him, we seek His help, forgiveness and His guidance. We seek refuge in Allah from the evil of our bad deeds, as we seek His refuge and protection from the bad that is inside us. Know then that one who is guided by Allah, they are truly guided. One who is left to go astray will not find a guide or a protector or a helper after that. And I bear witness that there is no God but the one true God, the creator of the heavens and the earth, and all that is between them. He who knows the inner secrets of our hearts, and He has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, is his slave and messenger. Brothers and sisters, a few weeks ago, the last khutbah I did, just to correct perhaps a mistake I made in pronunciation of a word when I was talking about answering the call of Allah. Istajibu lillahi wa lirrasool bima da'akum ila لِمَا يُحْيِيكُمْ. Answer the call of Allah and the Messenger with what He calls you to, with that which will give you life. And when I talked about life, I said that this life is good news, bushra, and it also means immortality. And I use the word immorality. Perhaps some of you will have noticed, I hope, and corrected it in your minds, that I didn't mean immorality. I meant immortality, and that it's not immorality in paradise that's always good, but immortality in paradise is always good. So, you know, in the end, all of human beings, we are not just make mistakes, that's the nature, we sin all the time. وَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ فِي حَدِيثِ أَلَّذِي أَخْرَجَهُ التَّرْمِذِي وَإِبْنِ مَاجَةِ وَهُوَ حَدِيثِ حَسَنُ قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ كُلُّ إِبْنِ آدَمْ خَطَّاءٌ وَخَيْرُ الْخَطَّائِينَ التَّوَّابُونَ. All of the children of Adam are here. خَطَّاء means actually sinners. Not خَطَاء, but sinners. خَطِيئَة. And the best of the sinners are those who do tawbah. The best of sinners are those who do tawbah. That is similar to the other hadith of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which is sahih. A long hadith in which he says, Ya ibadi, O my slaves, innakum tukhti'una bil-layli wal-nahar, wa ana aghfiru dhunuba jami'a, fastaghfiruni aghfir lakum. O my slaves, all of you sin by day and by night, and indeed I forgive all sins, so seek forgiveness of me, and I will surely forgive you. Glory be to Allah. Glory be to Allah. Isn't that bushran, glad tidings for us sinners, brothers and sisters? But you know, the hadith can also, kullu ibn Adam khata'un, can take the meaning of khata as well, of making a mistake. Because I didn't do it as a sin on purpose. It was a mistake, a slip of the tongue, as we say. And that's more of a mistake. Anyhow, a few weeks ago, I also did a khutbah to do with these ayat in Surah Al-Hashr, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, O you who believe, or you have faith, uttaqullah, ittaqullah. Oh, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu uttaqullah. Be mindful of Allah. And we talked especially in that about what taqwa was. So carrying on from that, وَلْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ. And let each soul know for sure. Let each soul look to. See for sure. Let them see what the soul has sent forward for tomorrow. لِغَدٍ. Tomorrow, what the soul sends forward for tomorrow, and it's purposely, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the word لِغَدٍ. It's talking about, in English we say morrow, which doesn't literally mean tomorrow. It means the time to come. And in this case, it means the hereafter for us, doesn't it? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses لِغَدٍ, because غَد is tomorrow, isn't it? Because it's so close, brothers and sisters, to remind the souls that the day of judgment, the morrow, is like tomorrow. It is so close. So let each soul know for sure, see for sure what it is sending forward for the morrow, for the day of judgment, which is so near. And what are we sending forward? Yeah. Not our wealth, not our how handsome we are, how good looking we are, and we strut around the world. Yeah. Not our degrees and not our experiences. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله لا ينظر إلى صوركم وفي رواية إلى أجسامكم ولا أموالكم ولكن ينظر إلى قلوبكم وأعمالكم. Surely Allah does not look at your appearances and your wealth, but surely Allah looks at your hearts and your deeds. So it is these we're sending, is it not, brothers and sisters? And that is indicated after in the same ayah. As if to reiterate what will help us with the deeds, Allah repeats, وَاتَّقُوا لِغَدٍ وَاتَّقُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. So, again repeating, so, be mindful of Allah, meaning in your behavior. Surely Allah is absolutely, completely, fully aware, خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ, what you are all doing. What you are all doing. تَعْمَلُونَ from عَمَل again. Meaning it is to do with the deeds, isn't it, brothers and sisters? Subhanallah. You know, the Quran, every page of it is a reminder for the morrow, isn't it, brothers and sisters, if we open it and try and understand it. Every page is a reflection of the finite and small and brief nature of life in this world, is it not, brothers and sisters? If we but reflect and think, we are reminded constantly. And salah is nothing but recital, dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the recital of the Quran. That's its key, isn't it? And therefore, there is a reminder for us constantly. So it is not morbid to think about death and the hereafter, brothers and sisters. What is morbid is to think about hereafter and death and just sit down and lie down waiting for death. But it is not morbid to reflect on death and the fickleness of this life. That's something we should do day in, day out, brothers and sisters. Really, we should. And we still will not be prepared, will we? We still will not be prepared. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in order to help us more, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنفُسَهُمْ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. Oh, subhanAllah. It is so profound, so comprehensive, those few words. It shakes up the hearts of those who understand and whose hearts are still fresh and supple with Iman. Do not be all of you, Allah saying to us, like those who forgot Allah. Nasullah. Allah says forgot Allah here. The word nasiya is used in different senses. The word nasiya can be used in its literal sense and in a rhetoric sense. In a rhetoric sense. So in a literal sense, it means somebody forgets. And the word nasiya is used differently for the human beings, us forgetting, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used the same word for himself as well. And it has a different meaning. It has a different meaning. And that's very important to understand. So for the human beings, there is something called nasiya or nisyan, which is nisyan al-fitri, forgetfulness out of being human. Yeah, but there's nisyan al, which is nisyan muta'ammidan, to forget purposely. That is tajahul an shay, which is to ignore something, but you do it with purpose. That is also called nisyan, according to the Quran and Sunnah as well. Yeah. But the context tells you which one it is. Yeah. So here, the nisyan, nasullah, it's not that they just forgot because children of Adam are bound to forget. No. Here has a meaning of purposely forgetting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah. It's called ghafla. Yeah. Heedlessness or ignoring on purpose. Ignoring on purpose. Otherwise, nisyan is part, the one that's part of our nature. Well, we were given that. Insan is one who forgets. Yeah? Insan is one who forgets. And therefore, as we find in a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, alladhi rawahu at-Tirmidhi wa qala huwa hadith hasan sahih, authentic hadith reported by Tirmidhi, in which he mentions that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لما خلق الله آدم, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam, مسح ظهره, he stroked the back of Adam, and the hadith carries on. This is ilm al-ghayb. Don't try and put it into the pictures that we have of human beings, Allah stroking the back of anybody. This is ilm al-ghayb. He stroked the back of Adam when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created him, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and all of the souls of his future generation of human beings, progeny, came out of the back of Adam and were presented before Adam alayhi salam. And each soul had from its, in between its eyes, a radiant light shining. In some riwayah mentions that their age was on their forehead, but most authentic, radiant light shining. And he was shown all his progeny. And Adam said to Allah, he said, Ya Allah, who are these? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, these are all your children. These are all your children. And he noticed in one child, one of the souls present in front of him, he liked the look of that person, that man. And he said, Ya Allah, who is this? Allah said, this is Dawood. This is Dawood, alayhi salam, from your progeny. He said, Ya Allah, what's his age when he dies? Meaning when he dies. Allah said, 60 years. So Adam, alayhi salam, said, Ya Allah, please give him 40 years from my age. Please give him 40 years from my age. So Allah did, accepted his dua. So now the angel of death comes to Adam, alayhi salam. And when he comes, of course, prophets are given a choice. Yeah, in the end they have to go, but they're given a choice to stay longer. So when he comes, according to the agreement, Adam alayhi salam says, you've come 60 years early. You've come 60 years too early. The angel of death said, no, I haven't come 60 years too early. I've come on time. Remember you gave your 60 years to one of your sons, Dawood alayhi salam? He said, no, I didn't. وَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ وَسَلَمْ وَجَحَدَ آدَمْ وَجَحَدَتْ ذُرِّيَّتُ وَنَسِيَ آدَمْ وَنَسِيَتْ ذُرِّيَّتُ وَخَطِئَ آدَمْ وَخَطِئَتْ ذُرِّيَّتُ This beautiful hadith about our nature. Yeah, that nisyan, that forgetfulness which is part of insan. Prophet ﷺ said, so Adam rejected what he had actually done. He said, no, I didn't do it. Argumentative. No, I didn't. Yeah, and his children will do the same. And Adam forgot, and his children will forget. And Adam made a mistake and sinned, and his children will also make mistake and sin. Yeah. So nisyan, which is that which comes as part of being human being, we make a mistake, yeah, is not the nisyan of this ayah that I've been talking about. For that's why we have the dua. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. Oh, our Lord, do not take us to task for that which we have forgotten. That which we have forgotten. Or that which we made a mistake with. We fell into wrong out of forgetfulness or by making a mistake. Yeah. That is why the Prophet ﷺ said in a hadith, which is good hadith, reported by Ibn Majah. The Prophet ﷺ said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَضَعَ عَنْ أُمَّتِي أو فِي رِوَايَةٍ تَجَاوَزَتْ عَنْ أُمَّتِي الْخَطَأ وَالنِّسْيَانِ وَمَا اسْتُكْرِهُ عَلَيْهِ. Surely Allah has وَضَعَ عَنْ أُمَّتِي, taken away from my ummah, al-khata. What does it mean, taken away? The ism al-khata. The sin of forgetfulness. The sin of making a mistake. So doing a bad deed, obviously he's talking about. Hence the sin of doing a bad deed out of forgetfulness. Allah has taken it away, its sin. Allah has overlooked it, forgiven it. That's what it means. Yeah, and that which is done out of forgetfulness. And that which is done by somebody forcing you to do something. Yeah. This is the hadith of Prophet ﷺ. If that's the case, then how in this ayah, Allah ﷺ is saying, don't be those who forget Allah and Allah made them forget themselves. For surely such are those who are rebellious and sinners, fasiqoon. How can that be? Because it's nisyan here, forgetfulness, is not forgetfulness which is just accidental and by our nature. It is purposefully forgetting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which has consequences. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم إنه الغفور الرحيم. استغفر الله. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد أيها الإخوة. The consequences of forgetting, purposely ignoring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His signs, has consequences in this world and consequences much more serious in the hereafter. This ayah mentions the consequences in this world. What's the consequence? If you purposely continue to ignore Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ. Those who, don't be like those who purposely forgot and ignored Allah. So Allah made them forget themselves. Something, oh, Allah's punishing us. No. Punishment is to come in the hereafter. Yeah. Purposely ignoring. This is purposely ignoring. They forget themselves. How do they forget themselves? What does it mean they forget themselves? They forget who they are. When people say, God didn't create us, we're just part of the evolutionary ladder. Actually, we're animals like the chimps and the monkeys and the gorillas. Well, then they start behaving like monkeys and chimps and gorillas. فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ. So Allah made them forget who they are as a consequence of their obstinacy carrying on with that idea. This is not part of punishment, this is part of Allah's law. If you continue down crooked road, you become crooked. If you are bent on denying God and saying, I'm an animal, I can do what I want, then you will carry on behaving like an animal and do what you want. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. Such are those, they are the ones. Allah's reiterating, هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. They are the ones who are the sinners and the rebellious ones. That's what they become like as a consequence. If God's not part of your life and equation, That's the road you're going to go down. That's the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah? Some people have the misunderstanding that Allah forcefully seals people's hearts or misguides them. Yeah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, خَتَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ وَعَلَىٰ سَمْعِهِمْ وَعَلَىٰ أَبُصَارِهِمْ غِشَاوَةً. Allah seals their hearts and their hearing and on their eyes their covering, because they decided to put a covering on their eyes and consistently, obstinately carry on in misguidance and rejecting God. Then you become like that. As I mentioned many times before, carry on thieving, you become a burglar and a thief. Carry on lying and you become a liar. Carry on cheating, you become a cheat. Isn't that what happens, brothers and sisters? That's how Allah, this is Allah's law. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَمَا يُضِلُّ بِهِ إِلَّا الْفَاسِقِينَ. And Allah doesn't mislead or misguide anyone by it except those who are bent on being heedless and following misguidance. It's a consequence of ourselves. So that's in regards to this dunya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, He makes them forget themselves. Ulaika humul fasiqun. Look at the consequences when Allah is saying, Allah is fully aware of all that you do. Well, these people, they're going to be fasiq. They're going to be falling into sin and all kinds of heedlessness because they rejected God. They purposely were heedless and rejected God. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, another part of the Quran, Nasullaha fanasiyahum. Now we come to what's the consequences in the hereafter. Yeah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they forgot Allah, so He forgot them. So He forgot them. Does Allah forget? Does Allah forget? Of course. Allah says in the Quran, وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيًّا. Your Lord didn't forget. Your Lord never forgets. So when the nasiya for Allah is used, doesn't have the same meaning of Allah forgot. No, it's used in a rhetoric sense. It's called quid pro quo. Yeah? It's using the same word, if you're going to forget me, then I'm going to forget you. But Allah's forgetting you doesn't mean He's actually forgotten you, that on the day of judgment you turn up. Yeah, and Allah says, who are you? I forgot you. Astaghfirullah. Doesn't mean that, does it? Allah doesn't forget. So Allah forgetting means, yeah, Allah is going to treat you like the one who ignored Allah on purpose. Allah's forgetting you is a rhetorical language. It's used in a language sense, yeah? Like, you're saying you're going to forget me, I'll forget you, but Allah, it doesn't mean literally that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in another part of the Quran, He says, وَقِيلَ الْيَوْمَ نَنْسَاكُمْ كَمَا نَسِيتُمْ لِقَاءَ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا وَمَأْوَاكُمُ النَّارُ وَمَا لَكُمْ مِنْ نَاصِرِينَ. And it will be said on that day, Allah, we're going to forget you, Allah is saying, on the day of judgment. نَنْسَاكُمْ كَمَا نَسِيتُمْ لِقَاءَ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا. Like you forgot the meeting of this day. Forgot on purpose. You ignored. You rejected. That's what it means. The meeting of this day. لِقَاءَكُمْ يَوْمِكُمْ of your meeting this day. And your place and abode is the fire. وَمَأْوَاكُمُ النَّارُ is the fire. وَمَا لَكُم مِّن نَاصِرِينَ. And for you, there is no helpers today. Nobody's going to save you. ذَلِكُمْ بِأَنَّكُمُ اتَّخَذْتُمْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ هُزُوًا وَغَرَّتْكُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا. What is forgetting? Explain further in the next ayah. This is because you took the ayat, the signs of Allah, as a jest. You made mockery of it. Huzuwa. وَغَرَّتْكُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا. And the life of this world deluded and deceived you. وَغَرَّتْكُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا. I have to stop there. Inshallah, I will carry on from there. If I remember. If I remember where I left off. and carry on with the rest of what I want to say. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not make us of those who forgot him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who remember him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us guided on Sirat al-Mustaqim and save us from those who are fasiqeen. Allahumma ameen. Inna Allahu malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima.